This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That's right. We do this every single Friday at this time. Sweet Spot, NIT Brake, a tradition unlike any other. Hardline on remote today. We will have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit. But right here, let's throw it to Monto to give us the best of the rest after the Musers won the e-brake today. The credit was given to Junior. We had Donnie and Bob nominated, but I'm guessing we've got some depth.
Yeah, we feel like it was a pretty good week on e-brake proper, but they did slide us some good ones as well. We have six candidates this week. We will vote at the end for the best. We start on Sunday morning. Whip was not in this week, so it was not us.
I was going to say this is a trend.
This was not us this week. But this will be, I'm going to put this on Sunday morning board operator Tramiel.
Okay.
As during Elf Show, they are going to a ticker and something happened to the board. Now, I thought about trimming some of this down.
Nah.
But I think it's worth showing you how long Tramiel wrote out a ticker bed being played with no one talking over it. So here is what you heard on Sunday morning when you were trying to get your sports news. The ticket
still going.
Halfway there.
Halfway there.
This is giving me anxiety.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah.
Just start doing a ticker, Lando.
Lando's got the shakes.
Elf isn't saying anything. Producer isn't saying anything. Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, P1s. Ticker brought to you by Brad Thomas, Texas State Brazil Sports Biz.
And then finally, you get Michael Dixon.
What was happening?
Was this at a 30 or something where there wasn't supposed to be?
I can tell you what happened.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Was it the pregame show on Sunday that the power went out?
Yes.
So both times the power went out, all the boards got fried. So when Michael came in that morning, there is nothing on the ticker board. So he had to figure out to pull him up.
We were on the air before the pregame show, right?
Huh.
Elfwood.
Counterpoint.
You were?
No, this station was on
Elf
the air.
Elf was on before the pregame show.
Who's okay, on first?
Sorry, I got the timeline mixed up. This is the Sunday morning after the power went out the week before. I don't know.
What does that have to do with this?
Yeah.
It was a Friday.
Yes.
And we didn't have any tickers on Saturday.
Yes.
Whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm more confused now.
Go ahead and
mark this. This is like the user's confusion thing. This morning.
Like I'm new. It does say questions. That there was some kind of power outage, but
the power did go down Sunday during the last 3-4 minutes of the pregame show.
Either way, if the ticker board was fried 5 seconds in, don't you bail from that and just go move on? They waited 50 seconds.
Huh. Tramiel's young. He's new. I know our training program up here leaves a lot to be desired. It really does.
And he had EA steady hand sitting next to him, also like, I don't know. I'm really shocked Elf didn't pop on.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of training the board ops now? Because that used to be...
It's Killer.
Oh. Okay.
That
answer your question?
Noted, okay. Noted board op. Huh.
All right. There's all candidate number one. That will be our young board op, Tramiel.
Good dude, though.
Candidate number two here is one George Dunham. They had on American Idol contestant Jack Blocker this week.
Noted P1 Jack Blocker.
Yep, local kid. He was on to talk about his music career, and poor Giorgio got ball sacked.
Next week, actually, I'll be back in Nashville and recording a new album with some of those songs.
That's great. And I saw you got a record deal with BBR, and that's Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson too, right?
Okay, dude. Get this. That is fake.
It's fake.
That That it was fake news on Facebook.
Oh, people, no. But you do have a record deal. You do have a record deal.
I'm working on it right now, and I'm talking with a few folks about that. And I hate to tell you that because like my entire family got ball sacked with that.
No. Okay. No, I got it. Yeah.
I like it. And also, I can't prove this. I think Work in Progress came up with the term ball sacked. So he must be a WIP one also.
Yeah, I don't know if you can prove that. That feels like a big claim.
I know the show's been
ball sack sports.
Yes, and we just made it a verb.
It is pretty funny when you have this like young like kid spunt. Has to go to George, dude.
I
like how he started it with
yeah, listen,
dude.
Listen, old man.
Chicken ready yet? Dude. All right. Candidate 3 and 4, we have a combo of Bob. Bob had a big week.
Huge week.
He sure did.
Here, he was on the hard line, of course, talking to Corby and Dave. He was trying to talk about Chris Paul and him climbing the rankings.
Yes.
Oh.
And he was talking a little bit too slowly.
So the fourth all-time leading rusher in the NFL, the second leading assist man in the history of the NBA, and the sixth leading scorer in the history of the NBA.
That's pretty good.
That's man. A good lineup. We just got to get there.
And we have Folwell.
And Folwell.
What a job.
Who's called a lot of games.
What a job by DJ.
Yeah, DJ, way to go. Way to go. So we'll try not to.
Looks like Chris Paul is about to pass Jason
what?
Kidd.
Oh, I thought you meant die.
No.
Chris Paul is in hospice.
It was very casual, too, the way you said it. And that pause.
I'm making sure it's up to date.
It looks like Chris Paul's about to pass.
Like he's looking at a live cam inside of his hospital room. The red life force.
Only
is,
minutes left.
Is just really fading to just slightly red.
Yeah. Yes.
Man.
It's the same cadence
as by the way,
the,
Chris Paul's about to pass.
Yeah, I know he's old, but
yeah, he had the
he's
same
not that old
the,
in life. For basketball.
Need to plow through that.
I might need to
just
plow
jump
through
on
that.
Him immediately.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I love it.
Here is Bob once again. We had to amplify this just a hair.
Live, you didn't need to. It was clear.
But we got, for comedic purposes, we amped it up a little bit. We have a Bob throat frog.
Somehow Gerard Mayo.
Already?
Is second in line
How?
On this list. That can't be. Mike McCarthy, third. Dable, fourth. Shane Steichen, fifth. Eberflus, Todd Bowles, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel.
Whoa, whoa. Gets choked
Monday,
up
it's all
on
right.
Mike McDaniel.
And Dave Canales. Don't know what that little air bubble was. But now.
Immediately Ham starts firing off the rotator.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel.
Whoa, whoa.
Double yeah, if that whoa. If that's amplified, you can definitely hear those in your headphones
yeah.
more
yeah.
than you can probably hear them on the radio.
Like
in your car, yeah, it's probably harder to hear, but it's so loud anytime you hear one. And everybody, oh, what? What?
Whoa,
what was
whoa.
That?
Get the double whoa.
Whoa,
whoa.
You have open carry Ham with his drops just waiting to pounce.
Gets
and
choked up
time.
On Mike McDaniel.
And Dave Canales. Don't know what that little air bubble was. But now...
Also gross.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Bob.
Throats are funny.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That was Bob's uncrustable throat. All right, candidate number 5 here, our little Ham. Yesterday during the news, he thought he would share with us some important information on how you handle fighting a black bear.
Yes.
Black bear.
That is important. So if we encounter the mountain lion out in the wild, in the suburbs, what do we do?
Get right. Because
I know if there's
cover
a
your neck.
If there's and a shark nuts. Attack, you hit and it nuts. In the nose. If it's a black bear, you run away. Mountain lion, I'm not sure.
I think no, you're not supposed to run away for that.
The black bear?
No.
I thought the black bear you run.
Blacks
what?
Whoa,
what? Whoa. No.
You don't have to dump it.
Have to dump
Why
it?
Are you dumping yourself?
You're so scared.
Black bear.
He's
Ham. Ham cracked himself up.
He's doubled
just
over.
If we're talking about polar bears, I guess you can call them polars.
Yeah, you can.
And if black bears,
you're supposed to fight those.
That's why you didn't finish your sentence.
Yeah.
Now we know he'd probably go to the other side of the street.
Yeah.
The look on Ham's face midway through his sentence.
Eyes bugging out.
Oh no.
Because no one got tonight. To hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
He was trying to say black bears, and he just said black. Oh.
The visual on that did make it even funnier.
It was so good.
Because Ham seems like the kind of guy that would say something intentional every now and then. And the Hardline, the day before or so, talked about embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
I saw
immediately what I thought of.
I didn't know Ham could be embarrassed. I've never seen him be embarrassed by something. He almost fell out of his seat.
I know. Scrambling for the dump
button. Awesome, Ham.
You should come sit in on a Sunday morning 40
liter. Oh, man.
Watch that every week. All right. Our last one here. This is Donovan Lewis, who was also featured this morning. For some reason, Will Connerly just leaves no impression on anybody.
Oh, no.
No one knows who Will Connerly
That's
is.
That's the ticket tight end.
Yeah. Remember a few weeks ago, Bob congratulated Will Connerly on Michael Dixon's accomplishment of being the new Stars guy. Well, once again, he is forgotten for not even another ticker guy, just another ticket guy.
Well, I don't know what you're into, but you just do you. You do what you have to do with that Marconi.
Yeah, I bet there's some.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. The crew back at the station. There's Travis and Tipsheet, and James Westling is in for Baldy Bear. And we will have some fun for you today.
I thought it was Will Connerly.
Yeah, it's definitely Will.
Will Connerly. Son of a bump. I knew that. It's Will.
Appreciate,
I'm sorry,
that's
Will.
A good compliment, though. I appreciate that.
Man,
you're
I heard
best
those souls.
No, that's Will. I know. I know it's Will. I
knew immediately.
You know what?
I heard his sultry tones, and I knew that was Will.
I'm going to give you an excuse. You can believe it or not, but James West.
Can't even get his name.
You know who works here?
Hang on.
Are you okay?
Name everybody that works here right now. We're going to do a match game next week on Frivolity. You're going to match faces to names.
The last time I saw his name, he posts often on Facebook. And I saw it this morning, and I saw a post of his, and I knew it was Will, but I remember his post. That's why I said James was, I'm sorry, Will.
Not a good defense.
No, no, the Facebook defense.
I was like, what are you talking about?
James Westling has never done a ticker.
Never.
I don't know if James knows what a ticker is.
He's co-hosted with Donovan filling in, I believe, right?
Yeah, maybe once or twice.
Huh.
But yeah. Just poor Will Connerly in there trying to update you on the scores, and not a single person can remember who he is.
Sorry, Will.
Oh,
we love
man.
You on the sweet spot.
Yep, our very own SEC tight end.
11 personnel.
All right, is it Tremel? Actually, I just got a text here from Tyler Samsel. This was on Monday morning. So Tyler was on the board at 5:30 and let that keep going. I guess it's a little different when it's the 5-minute ticker.
Pizza.
So I'm going to put this on Tyler Samsel.
Okay.
Or is it George? Is it Bob and Chris Paul dying? Is it Bob's throat noise? Is it Ham or Donnie? I will get a starter this week, and I will give the vote to Ham. Sean?
I'm going to go with Donovan thinking Will was James West Wing.
West Wing.
Ham?
Me.
Oh, very meek. Lando?
The late Chris Paul.
Ooh. Mino?
I saw it happen live. I'll always remember it. Got to vote for Ham.
So Ham is now alone at the top.
Wow.
He is the first 5-time NIT break winner.
One for the thumb. Congrats.
The 5-time club. Congrats, Ham.